For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner. A delay in approving millions of dollars in low-income housing tax credits has prompted bipartisan criticism. The Missouri Housing Development Commission decided earlier this month to delay about $14 million annually in credits for developers to build apartments for low-income residents. The decision came shortly after Missouri lawmakers authorized up to $1.7 billion in tax incentives over two decades for Boeing to build a plant in the St. Louis area. The tax credits were linked informally to the Boeing incentives as part of negotiations between Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and several Republican senators. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed said yesterday there's no reason for the incentives to be linked. A Nixon spokesperson declined to comment. In the wake of a massive data breach committed against the Target retail store chain, con artists may be targeting victims in Missouri and elsewhere. Marshall Griffin has the details.
According to the Missouri Attorney General's office, scammers are calling and emailing consumers and claiming to be from Target or from their bank or credit card company. The scammers then attempt to trick customers into giving them their personal and financial information. In a written statement, Attorney General Chris Koster says neither Target nor a consumer's financial institution would ask for their personal information over the phone or by email, and that any such requests should be refused or ignored. The data breach occurred at Target stores between November 27th and December 15th. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The drought map in the state of Missouri looks much better at the end of 2013 than it did at this time last year. But as Rachel Littman reports, some areas are again watching the skies.
Last year, the state had yet to fully recover from a summer of extreme heat. All of Missouri was suffering from some degree of drought, with 29% of that considered severe. A wet spring eliminated the drought altogether by the middle of June, but state climatologist Pat Ganan says abnormally dry conditions have returned in some areas.
Over about the past 6 months or so, every month has been below normal in St. Louis, and that deficit has reached up to nearly 7.5 inches. Those deficits also are approaching 8 to 10 inches below normal across a good portion of northern Missouri.
Ganan says the long-term predictions for next year show an equal chance of having temperatures and rainfall above, below, or near normal. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The state of Missouri will roll out a new high school equivalency test next month. As Tim Lloyd tells us, the paper and pencil GED will be replaced by a computer-based exam.
The GED has undergone a major overhaul and will only be offered on computer. And the new GED is more expensive, costing students $120 per attempt. So the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education decided to go with a cheaper computer-based test called the HiSET, which costs $95 if a person buys all five sections up front. Tom Robbins is the state's director of adult education and high school equivalency.
We're having the same areas of content. It's still going to be a reading, math, social studies, science, writing test.
The new test goes into place on January 2nd. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd.
Missouri's been awarded a $7.5 million federal grant to continue a program that helps the state's lowest-achieving schools. Missouri's Education Department will distribute the federal funds to districts showing the greatest need and strongest commitment to improving achievement at their lowest-performing schools. Missouri is ranked 7th in the country in the number of bridges with structural deficiencies. Matt Kalish tagged along with one MoDOT bridge engineer to hear about one of Missouri's oldest bridges right here in Boone County and tells us what it might take to address the issue.
Southeast of Ashland, surrounded by rolling hills and crossing the Cedar River, is a type of bridge you don't see anymore. For starters, the nearly 100-year-old county roadway is made of wood. Lumber, similar to the tall trees surrounding the structure. The dozen or so wooden planks making up the road are in good shape, but there are parts when you can see straight down through the creek. The bottom of the nearly 100-year-old structure isn't in as good of shape. Steel support beams holding up the wooden road are being eaten away by decades of exposure to the elements and are covered in a healthy layer of rust. The Missouri Transportation Department is responsible for inspecting this bridge near Ashland and all bridges in the state. This bridge, however, is owned by Boone County. The county is responsible for maintaining the structure, even though the state inspects the bridge. State Engineer Jeff Madsen says oftentimes counties do not have the resources to maintain these bridges.
A lot of times your counties are not as don't have a lot huge staffs.
Yet Madsen says the bridge is still open.
This kind of stuff is absolutely fixable. You can actually buy these new stringers and replace these old ones with new ones. The problem is it is expensive, and do you want to spend that kind of money on a bridge that's this old?
This bridge, along with 3,000 other bridges across the state, is classified by the Missouri Department of Transportation as structurally deficient. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, structurally deficient bridges require more maintenance and eventually will need to be replaced. In the last few years, parts of this Ashland Bridge have been replaced, including one of its anchor piers. County officials have also reduced the maximum weight that can cross the bridge due to safety concerns. Boone County keeps the bridge open because landowners near the bridge use it. Madsen says if this was a state-controlled bridge, it would be closed.
We wouldn't allow a bridge to be 3 tons because it's just not serviceable to traffic that needs it.
Transportation Department officials say the loss of revenue has forced counties to put off crucial repairs or rely on private contractors instead of their in-house staff to perform bridge inspections. State and local transportation departments receive almost all of their funding through the gas tax, a model, according to State Senator Mike Kehoe, that isn't working anymore. After last year's attempt to raise the state's sales tax 1 cent to improve the state's roadways failed in the state Senate, Kehoe won't be pushing through similar legislation in 2014.
The end result was it couldn't make it across the finish line, and so I don't know if there's a reason to try that process again.
So while the path to fixing the Cedar Creek Bridge and Missouri's other structurally deficient bridges might be blocked in Jefferson City, a route less traveled through Missouri voters looks viable. A ballot measure is circulating in the state that would let voters decide whether to increase the sales tax 1 cent to fund infrastructure improvements. The earliest the proposal could be on the ballot is November of 2014. Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Matt Kalish.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.